You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we are off of the 44th floor today and in Culver City at Sunburst Recording Studios with my very good friends, Bright Blue Gorilla.
Yay! Hey! Hello, hello, hello.
14 years, guys. Where the hell have you been?
14 years. Oh, my God.
Oh, I feel so old.
How could it be 14 years?
Last known recording is March 26, 1997. 97. Pulsar Studios.
Good God, man.
David Zink joined us.
Wow.
Well, we've been in Europe most of the time.
Yeah.
And since that time.
Actually, I researched that interview, and the last thing you said was, we'll see you when we have a song written about you. So 14 years in the making, it's going to be epic today.
Oh, my gosh. Did we really say that?
Yes.
Jay, Crazy Jay. He's a friend of ours, Crazy Jay. That's it. It took us 14
crazy
years.
Jay. Yeah. He's awesome. A bird. He's a bird, I'll tell ya.
Okay.
That's it. That's
I actually forgot you said that until I was like playing the interview back, and I was like, yeah, they owe me a song.
That's cool. We'll work on it. 14 more years, we'll have
another 14 more years, we'll have another
See you guys
song.
Then when I'm 80.
Cool.
But welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Still getting played on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Then it was called the Crazy Jay Show, but
yeah,
we're rocking now, so we had to change the name.
All right.
I like the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Cool.
So, and I've brought along Trevor Jones.
Hi, Trevor.
Winning.
Yeah, he's in this whole winning kick. I don't know where that started. But he's drinking tiger blood now. And
ooh.
I piss that stuff. I don't need to drink it anymore.
Well, we're vegetarians, so we won't indulge in that.
And the tiger blood. Yeah. But, so you guys are you're busy still.
It's figurative.
Yeah, we kind of stay busy. We were just in Berlin for quite a few months. We're making movies now. We've been making feature comedies, as you know, and we were editing the new one. We edited it and released it there in Berlin. And then we just came back a couple months ago to L.A., and we're working on stuff here.
Thanks to Facebook, we can stay in touch.
Yes. Gotta love Facebook for that. The live chat's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah, you can actually pop in and say, hey, save some money on the phone bill.
There you go.
But so you guys have – how many movies? Five?
It's four.
Four.
Yeah, we're about to start the fifth. I think maybe by the end of the year we'll be shooting the fifth. So,
and so any based on the songs? I know there's
no nothing specific songs.
Well,
but
one
there's
of the
one
songs
montage
that...
in Karate Film Cafe that was one of our existing songs, Annie, and we like the story in the song about it's about a girl who uses voodoo to try to get this guy to fall in love with her. So it was kind of a fun, amusing song. So we thought, well, why don't we make it part of the movie? So we wrote that into Karate Film Cafe, but that's the only one I think we incorporated in. The rest of them are just I get a weird idea for some story and I script it out. They're fully scripted comedies with it's a great cast we have now, and we just shoot them as cheap as possible, as fast as possible, but we make sure we have good talent, you know, so that the performances are good. And I'm an editor, so I edit it myself, and that saves a lot of money. So, you know, we're able to do it on the nickel.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't been asked to be in a movie yet, guys.
Well, you've been a big star over there.
Oh, yeah, I'm living the life in Vegas.
Are you winning?
I actually have a music video that I was in. I brought it for you guys. So you
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it'll give you a whole, you'll be like, that guy's an idiot.
I'm curious to see it.
Yeah, it's very fun. It's a song by my friend Dino Mike, who has been on the show over the years, almost as long as he's been listening. He knows you guys for sure because
really?
He's listening to the show, and he wrote a song about making fun of the emo kids, so to speak. And so I'm in there with eyeliner on and stuff. Don't judge.
Okay.
Don't judge until you see it with your Jimi Hendrix pants.
I know. Jimi Hendrix pants. I'm telling you. Gotta love them.
Well, I'm jealous. I like those pants, actually.
Thanks to Michael's sister in Switzerland who made them for
me. They're very colorful.
They are. They're very Jimi Hendrix-like.
They look like a vinyl record, don't they?
Yeah.
I like... They remind me of a...
They should
remember
a
those things?
Actually, I think Trevor's having an acid trip, and he's not even on acid, but he's focused in on them. They're
I'm wigging, pretty, man.
I like wigging. Color, you know? With a name like Bright Blue Gorilla, we have to dress bright.
Right. Now, for the new listeners out there, how'd the name come up for Bright Blue
Bright
Gorilla?
Bright Blue Gorilla.
Well, we wanted a name that people would remember.
That wasn't our names, like Robin Rosencrantz and Michael Glover. It said like an accounting firm or something.
Yes.
What are we
something to remind ourselves not to take our careers or life too seriously.
Yeah.
You know, something we could have fun with, something that was visual.
So you said Blue Gorilla.
I came up with Blue Gorilla.
And I said that's a depressed gorilla, Blue Gorilla.
Right.
So we put the bright in there, and it was our first big collaboration.
It was.
Good call.
And do you remember that movie, Gorillas in the Mist?
Yes.
Sigourney Weaver. We were watching that movie around the time we were trying to come up with a name.
We were going
to
call it the Sigourney Weavers, but that was taken.
Right.
I could see why.
Yeah.
Gorillas in the Mist just didn't work, so you weren't
That's
the
right.
Bradbury Gorilla. So.
Yeah, and it's been a really fun name. Because people usually remember it, and they're like, here come the gorillas. And the press has fun, you know, writing about it, playing on the name.
Yeah.
And Michael drew a little gorilla head. This guy, he goes on all our movies and CDs. He's like
our
good luck charm.
I have the single that you guys sent when I was doing college radio.
Oh,
With a little cutout of. I still have that.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that how we met?
On eBay.
Yeah, you sent me, you actually sent some stuff to the college station, and the music director at the time had a show that would showcase music like yours, but he just assumed by the name, Bright Blue Gorilla, that it was going to be funny. So without listening to the album, he just said, here, you'll probably like this. And I did. And then he was like, I need that back. That's for my show. And I'm like, you're a crappy music director. So college was the...
Wow. What college was that?
Fullerton.
Oh, that was Fullerton. Okay.
Yeah, so
I was trying to remember how we originally met. Wow.
That was it. And throughout the years, I found out you know people that I knew, like Hillary, and you guys went to school together. And so it's just been crazy. What a fun ride.
Wow.
And you write great songs that are fun, just like the name of the band.
Thanks.
So why don't we have you guys do something?
Great.
Perform for us here.
Okay.
What's this one going to be? Is it? I think it's probably new for the show, for sure.
Beautiful Day. Do that one?
Yeah. And Beautiful Day is the movie that opens Karate Film Cafe,
it's
our
the
third
song
movie.
That opens.
Did I say movie? The movie that opens.
The movie that opens the song.
Right.
Don't worry, my listeners understand.
It's early. I'm waking up.
But so here it is.
This is a song called Beautiful Day.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's a beautiful day. Woke up again without dying. I was dreaming that I fit in. I was dreaming you were reaching.
And you know, guys are here to perform, but Trevor brought his guitar, so he's going to do something for you a little later, too. So
awesome.
You'll be entertained with the music of Trevor Jones.
Lovely.
Yeah. He's pretty awesome when he wants to be. When he's not, you know, living the life on the beach and, you know, doing his thing out
Lazy
there.
Lazy surfer guy vibes.
I know. I get a lot of work done. I'm way more productive at the beach than I am in Vegas, man.
Yeah?
That's good.
Well, yeah, because it's not miserable. You know, the beach is great, you know?
It's inspiring, isn't it?
There's no impending doom when you're at the beach like there is everywhere else in this shitty fucking
place.
Well,
you know, you could have a tsunami.
Right, that was the one thing, man, yeah. But other than that, clean sailing.
So he'll do that. But we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more from Bright Blue Gorilla.
This is Angie from The Rockin' Comedy Show. You need to see the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist at Paris in Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Anthony Cools, star of the Anthony Cools Experience at Paris, Las Vegas. I just want to let you know I can't help but use my skills in the art of hypnotism for naughty purposes.
Hypnotizing nightly must be 18 years or older. Call the box office for more information at 1-877-374-7469.
This is Faz
and Crazy J of the Rockin' Comedy Show
telling you to go check out the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist in Las Vegas. Check it out.
Hey, Spaz, the weekend's right around the corner.
Aw, yeah, and you know what that means, that the party is about to start. And it's not a party without our favorite drink,
Jägermeister.
That's right, the great taste of Jägermeister gets every party started off right, and then it gets crazy from that point.
And don't forget to drink responsibly and party on like we do here at the Rockin' Comedy Show.
With Jägermeister.
Everybody!
Mr. Crazy J.
A very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Parents are probably idiots too.
You idiot!
You're a fat idiot.
You, sir, are an idiot.
He's just an idiot.
I felt like such an idiot!
We are back here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Bright Blue Gorilla. Yay!
Hello, hello, hello.
you guys are here. You're playing, and what's the music scene? I know because you guys do Berlin and you do all the way. How different is it for you when you guys go over there compared to here? Because here it seems like you guys are really laid back. Like, you know, they call the coffee shop bands and stuff. But how is it different when you guys go over there? Like,
well, I think the difference, especially in the earlier days, was that if nobody knows you at all, but you're good, you can still get gigs and get paid. And that's different.
Right.
Like, yeah, now it's changed a little bit there, but by now people know who we are, so we're fortunately in the scene already.
Yeah, but lot of the, there's a lot of clubs, and there's also a lot of these places called youth clubs that are in the center of town, and the government used to fund them, especially in Holland. And everybody would just go hang out there on the weekends. And they knew that no matter who was playing, it was going to be good quality.
Because they trusted their programmers. You know, the programmers wouldn't put in something they didn't think the people would like. So they would be real careful. You know, it worked pretty well. And it's that way in cafes, too, even the music cafes.
Yeah, people would just show up. And they didn't necessarily know who was going to be playing. And then they enjoyed the show.
It's gotten a little bit more,
like,
Americanized as far as you have to be popular and pack the place on your own. That's the one thing about the United States is that's a little bit, is it different? If you don't have a draw, they don't, you know, it's you get door money or you get some token amount. But we were really lucky, especially in the early days, to be able to make, you know, a few $100s. It's not a lot, but if you do enough shows, it's okay. Plus, we had the romantic feeling of being in a foreign country, taking the trains and doing that whole thing. So it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And that kind of lasted, you know, that's lasted the whole time. We always, when we're feeling like, you know, we're bored or whatever, which doesn't happen often, then we just get on the train and go somewhere new. It's just awesome. It's a fun way to live.
So. Yeah. And a lot of the clubs, the hospitality is really great. Like, they'll give you a place to stay, either a hotel or someone's home. They'll give you a wonderful meal, cook dinner for you. They really treat you well. You feel like a king and a queen.
Now how you feeling, Trevor?
Get over here.
I'm going to Europe, man. That's my 2011 plan. That's already in the cards.
That's
doing
good.
It.
No, awesome.
We know a lot of people that have gone over there and just made their way over there. You know, there's a lot of great things in the United States scene, but it is a little bit harder. It's more competitive, especially bigger markets like L.A. or New York. And if you go to London, and it's the same thing. It's just as competitive. And Paris and London, they're just as competitive as L.A.
Mm.
But in between, in the little towns, they still have, you know, people that go out and sort of a pub life that is not dependent on you being a star to bring people in the room. They're going to go there anyway because right. they like to go there on Friday. And that's a nice thing, as you know, as a performer, to show up and there's actually people there, even if, you know, yeah. if they don't know you. It's really quite nice.
Yeah. And even there's still a lot of people playing in the streets. You know, like in the early days, we would be in Italy playing in the streets.
We never did that much of that.
Not too much.
Just a few times. We're not big on busking. I'm too frightened of, like, you know, of being arrested, basically.
But there are a lot of people busking. And especially during the summer, it's nice. And you've got an international crowd around you. And, you know, it can be fun. It's a good way to start out when you're first going to Europe.
Yeah, and you know, whatever. So, yeah, it's if you have the adventurous streak, you know, and you're a musician, go on over. Why not? It's not going to – probably won't kill you. Probably won't.
Depends on the scene that you find.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
Trevor.
If I haven't died already, I'm fucking going to own Europe.
Well, I think one of the reasons that you guys stood out so much with me and the audience is the array of different instruments you guys use. And I mean, you know, you can hear it in the songs, you know, that you guys play so much different stuff. So when you go, like, over to, like, Amsterdam or, like, you know, New Zealand, you'll look for interesting things that are going to
If we see an instrument, if we see a small, it has to be small and light. That's
yeah.
one of the main things, because we have to carry it ourselves. We don't have roadies. So if it's small enough and light enough and makes an interesting sound, we'll grab it. And we like to have a variety in the night because, I don't know, we just found that, especially like...
It's more entertaining.
Yeah, more entertaining.
For the audience.
If people don't know who you are, you know, it's nice that they don't quite figure you out in three songs, you know. I don't, you know, some of the groups that you hear one song and it's pretty much you got it, you know, mm-hmm. but we like to change it up a little bit. So by the end of the night, they're still discovering new things. And
yeah. And we love our miniature guitar. You know, everybody always thinks it's a ukulele.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah. But it's just an octave above a regular guitar, just a little mini guitar. And we've had that for 20 years.
It got smashed completely flat by the airlines.
Oh no.
But it was great. Cause they I immediately took it to the desk and they said, okay, we'll pay up to $550 to repair. And so that was about what it cost. And
nice.
So we took it to McCabe's, I think.
We bought it at McCabe's 20 years ago.
It was literally splinters. I mean, they did the McCabe's guitar shop here in L.A., or in Santa Monica, miraculous there with the repair. I gave them a bag of splinters and the thing, and they put it back together. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, it doesn't look like
it.
It looks awesome.
I know. It's amazing.
Really closely. Like that, where they
glued together.
Some of the cracks showed, but they did a great job.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah,
but
good job.
One thing that's been fun over the years that the instrument has kept changing is, you know, Michael's first instrument is drums. He started out as a drummer. And on our records, he plays drums. And we're like, how are we going to tour by train in Europe with a drum set? How are we going to make a drum sound? So we got some bongos on one of our trips to India. That was cool. But then we're like, we're two people. We want to sound like a band. What can we do? And so Michael invented something called the drum feet. And they started out just as two wood boxes with microphones inside. And he'd play them with his feet. And one sounded like a bass, one sounded like a snare. And he'd be on bass guitar, I'd be on guitar. And we'd sound like a band.
Nice.
But those were kind of big. And
They kept getting smaller and more high tech. So now I just use basically my Roland drum pads, you know, and I put them under the things. On some of the songs, we turn those on. You know, it's just kind of nice to have a little bit.
But you play with your feet.
Yeah, I'm playing with my feet as I'm playing bass guitar or guitar, whatever. So kind of a dorky
multi-talented
one-man band. Yeah,
he is. He's a Renaissance man.
You have to sometimes.
But that's been fun. And then often at our shows, we're still handing out percussion for people to play along.
Nice. Right.
That was always fun. Yeah.
You remember that?
People like that.
People really like it.
Yeah.
It's so much fun when the audience is playing along with you.
I actually have a recording that we did out of all the interviews you guys did. And I think it was Sid and Marianne. And you said drum solo, and I had the congas, and I did badly. And Michael said I sucked and ruined my musical career. I can only play drums if they have color screens coming down, and I can play. But
yeah.
I have no musical talent at all. So, but I can appreciate good music, and that's why you guys are here.
Well, that's musical talent, I tell you. We're lucky.
So This next song you guys are going to do, I think, is also new to the show.
Was it Wings? Wings
yeah,
of You?
Wings yeah. of You. Let's do that one. And actually, that song was in the end of our second movie, The Mind of Henry Lime.
Yeah, they're all connected to the movies now.
Yeah, we put them in the movies. But it's really a song about finding your true self.
Awesome. Have a website, which is brightbluegorilla.com. You're also yes. on Facebook. Do you have a fan page on, or does it?
We do on.
We have something.
Yeah, but we haven't updated it. We're not very good about keeping the Facebook page. So you the best thing us. Is to go to our website, brightbluegorilla.com, and on there you can join us on Facebook. And we've got a bunch of our movie trailers on our webpage.
Yeah, so that people
so
can
people
see
can
what
check
we're
out
doing.
The movies.
Nice. How available are the movies? Like, how do you get the movies?
You can get...
do you order them off your site?
You can get DVDs, or you can download off of our site, and different places, different little shops on the internet have them. So
nice,
you can find them.
And they are comedies, Jay.
Yeah, I know.
Right,
they're
alley.
They're very funny.
Do you put yourselves in cameos in them sometimes?
Yeah, we put a little because I'm directing. I don't want to be in it that much because I'm pretty busy.
Right.
But I just put like I play a pharmacist in one of the movies, and then I'm like some guy at a factory in another one, you know, that kind of thing.
And Michael, so. In one of the movies, he slicked his hair back with olive oil and grew a mustache. And you really don't recognize him. And we in Europe, we like to tour with the movies. So we're going to clubs, but also art house cinemas. And we usually start by playing an acoustic concert right in the cinema. And then we tell the audience how we made the movie. We watch the movie with them. And sometimes the audience won't even know that that was Michael in the movie. So yeah. We usually tell them, look out for a guy with a mustache and slick back hair. And then in a couple movies, I'm wearing a wig.
Yeah, we
a red
always try
wig.
To disguise ourselves a little bit.
Robin yeah,
plays a,
they don't recognize me.
A CNN type of reporter in this one, and a lot of people didn't know it was her. So
I would have to say, if I walked across the street, I wouldn't recognize you. You were bald the last time you were on the show.
I know, like my little curly hair in the back.
He shaved his head for 7 years. When we went to India, he shaved his head.
And then when I started looking around,
I just thought he was a great spokesman for the hair club for men. I was like, that shit works.
Grecian Formula 16.
He's always had a good head of thick curly. Curly hair, but he just wanted to shave it for a while. Yeah. You know,
no,
but it's
no,
a different
no.
look, isn't it? Like a few people said. Well, I remember
did you
when
get
you
a new partner?
Did you get a new partner?
Yeah, they said that.
Well, when,
yeah,
you, when you shaved
Michael.
Your head and when you grew it back,
just kept the name.
Yeah. People didn't recognize him. Actually,
you can be my partner, but you have to call yourself Michael Glover. Okay.
And you do voiceovers.
Yeah, that's been going pretty.
Cool
yes,
stuff.
In fact, yesterday I had a great day because I was over at Disney on a callback for a new series. It was like a big day. With all the directors and everything, and they're doing a English aristocrat for a new series. I'm not supposed to say what the series is because they're kind of secretive about that stuff. But it was just awesome being on actually in the Disney lot. It's just so cool. You pull up to the gates, and you give your name. They say, "Oh, hello, Mr. Glover." You're in the which is so nice. Normally they throw you out, but
so that's a problem. I have.
He's like several times.
we're not going to tell you again. You're not on the list. Yeah.
How many times have we kicked out of the Disney place?
The other list. Maybe I'm on the cafeteria list.
But maybe you can do a voice for us.
Well, by cracky, hang on to your hats and glasses, because this is the wildest ride in the wilderness.
That's a
he entertains
voice.
Me. I love it. No, it's That's pretty good. Amazing. He can do all these different voices, and I don't even recognize his voice.
I did two of them today, crazy. They're always giving me crazy like characters, crazy evil characters or crazy. Well, I get a lot of British stuff and things, but it's been going well. Like in Europe, we did a bunch of work last few months for a major 3D animation that's coming out called Animals United, which they're going to release within the month. And I'm one of the main characters in that. And then we did this thing for the Museum of Oman in Middle East.
Yeah.
Robin did four voices, and I did 11 characters for their animations. All these electrical appliances talking to each other, trying to discuss of how to save energy, things like that.
Nice.
But, it was fun.
It's fun. It's really nice work. You know, I like to do it.
Hey, work is work.
Yeah,
so keep you busy.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna have you do one song, and then we're gonna take a break, and then we're gonna have Trevor do something for you.
Great.
So you guys will be entertained for a change. But
sounds great.
This song was actually a huge hit on the show back in the day. Napoleon's Coat.
Time on.
Bob was a watchman at the Glenn County Museum in Louisiana, the town of Lafayette. When Colonel Johnson died, he willed his prized possessions, a real Gutenberg Bible and a coat of blue and red. This bunch of dusty rags had something strange about them, on account of old Napoleon, who wore 'em every day. It was a boom to the museum, 'cause the people paid to see 'em, and it raised up Joe Bob's spirits considerably. I wear Napoleon's coat anytime it suits me, and typically that's 3 a.m. when the other guard's asleep. I love the shiny buttons and the thickness of the lining. I love it that Napoleon was a little guy like me. Joe Bob used to stand there before the lobby mirror and be glad that he was short and wish he had a girl. He'd get fire in his eyes and feel something big within him. Today this little lobby, tomorrow the world. I wear Napoleon's coat anytime it suits me, and typically that's 3 a.m. when the other guard's asleep. I love the shiny buttons and the thickness of the lining. I love it that Napoleon was a little guy like me. One night Joe Bob was occupied with thoughts of pillaging when he heard old Hoss had woken up and was down the hall from him. Real quick, he put the coat inside the glass museum case. He sat down and picked up a magazine and put on an innocent face. Late on Wednesday morning, the place was fairly packed with the kids from young Miss Johnson's history class. She was waxing eloquent on Napoleonic wars. She saw the pocket of the coat contained one half a Snickers bar. I wear Napoleon's coat anytime it suits me, and typically that's 3 a.m. when the other guard's asleep. I love the shiny buttons and the thickness of the lining. I love it that Napoleon was a little guy like me. There was a shake-up of the personnel at the Glenn County Museum. They fired old Hoss and warned Joe Bob at Miss Johnson's request. And it came to pass, Miss Johnson joined the staff. She ruled the place with an iron hand, made it world class. She wears Napoleon's coat one half the time she pleases, the other half she lets Joe Bob wear that lovely suit. Sometimes they dance and drink champagne, toasting to each other. She says, I'm glad Napoleon was a little man like you.
Hey, this is Spaz.
And Crazy Jay.
And we are here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. Jay, you know how I drink coffee every morning?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I found something way better.
What's that?
It's called Zip Fizz. It's fantastic. With coffee, I end up crashing probably about a half hour later. But with this stuff, all you do is add it to a bottle of water, and you are off to the races for 4 to 6 hours. It's great. No artificial stimulants. It tastes good, and it's good for you. No sugar. It's that bang, boom in a bottle when you need that extra boost in your day. Listen to your buddy Spaz and check out zipfizz.com. You'll thank me later.
This is Crazy Jay from the Rockin' Comedy Show. I just want all of our Vegas listeners and friends to know about Identity Marketing, the best in town for printing, design, digital, web, and marketing. You need it, they'll do it. They are the world's first premier retail advertising and print firm. Located at 6965 South Rainbow, talk to my boy Phil and tell him Crazy Jay from the Rockin' Comedy Show sent ya.
Hey, this is JT, formerly of The Uninvited, or JT of The Uninvited, which is formerly a band and is now not a band, but we used to be a band. But I'm still JT, and you're listening to The Crazy Jay Show.
¶¶ got a feeling I can't take it alone. Feeling like the summer is gone. Feeling like I'm no longer young. Feeling like I'm already done. Nowhere to go. Been there and back, but I've got nothing to show. Waiting for the right time to come. Never left me feeling so dumb. I can't remember, I can't pretend. And you wonder why I'm slipping away. I can't even explain the day that I had today. You live in a familiar way. Wouldn't even try to beg you to stay. Walls are closing in on me. Shutters and the windows breathe. Want to, but I can't believe that I'm gonna get what I need. I can't remember, I can't pretend. And you'll wonder why I'm slipping away. I can't even begin to explain the day today. You live in a familiar way. I wouldn't even try to beg you to stay. Can't remember, I can't pretend. And you'll wonder why I'm slipping away. I can't even begin to explain the day that I had today. You live in a familiar way. I wouldn't even try to beg you to stay.
Thank you.
Awesome. And give it up for Trevor Jones.
Yay!
Thank you.
That's new. He wrote that while he was out here on the beach.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool. And you've only been in LA 2 months now?
Yeah. I'm in Newport Beach, actually. But yeah, for about... Yeah, well, I came here in January. Shit, it's closing out in 3 months.
Great.
I thought I was only going to be here for like a month or so, and it just keeps getting extended.
20
so.
Years later, you'll say the same thing.
Well, let's hope so, man. I got my fingers crossed.
I know. I can't believe it's been almost 12 years I've been in Vegas, so it's like...
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Some crazy stuff. But, yeah, the Rockin' Comedy Show, we would send out a thing on Craigslist looking for local bands to come on the show. Because, I mean, same with here in Cali, you know, it's, the local scene just seems to get buried, you know, it just doesn't seem to get a lot of, you know... We feel that the clubs don't really do the promotion. It's like...
No, we want run you, by a bunch of dicks in Vegas.
We want you to come in and play for us, but we also want you to bring us like 80 people, you know,
right.
but they don't want to seem to do any of the, you know, publicity and stuff.
Right.
So we started sending out stuff on Craigslist that we're looking for local bands, and we've met, you know, an amazing, you know, group of people, groups and stuff that have come out.
That's great.
And Trevor answered the ad, so now he just comes on and sings and... fills in every once in a while.
I was trying to find like a drummer or a bassist. It was in like the musician area, you know. Yeah. And it was like, come be on the radio. I was like, fuck, I ain't got time for that.
You know? Yeah,
and now
great.
He won't leave. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. But when it comes to musical inspirations, who do you guys look at when you?
Well, I think a lot of our friends.
Yeah, it's
you know,
true. Yeah, we have so many friends that are great singer songwriters. David Zink and
Mark Davis.
Mark Davis is terrific.
He was on the last show you guys did with us, too.
Mark Davis, right?
That was a whole big... We were all in there. It was a big circle of just fun.
Yeah, and Mark Davis. Brett Perkins and David Zink and Mark Davis have a new trio called Edited. And it's got... they're playing in Europe right now. It's a great new record they just made.
I'll have them send you a CD.
Yeah, really nice sound they've got. We co-wrote a couple of songs with those guys. At one point, that we were also in the band... like 10 years ago. And it was called Everything Divine for some reason. I don't know. We just threw that out there. And
that was the first song we co-wrote.
Yeah, that was why.
It's five songwriters writing together.
The title of the song was that. And then so we thought, well, let's name the band that. And so we co-wrote three or four songs with them. And then, but we were never available when they wanted to tour or do anything because we were always touring. So after about 10 years, they said, well, we're making it called Edited. Instead of
just the three of us,
so we were edited out of it.
Yeah,
but we all just songs are on it.
Yeah, we all just played together last August in Copenhagen.
Nice.
Brett puts on a singer songwriter festival, so we all played together. We were all on one continent at the same time. It was great.
Yeah.
Now, who does most of the songwriting for Bright Blue Gorilla?
Both of us.
Yeah.
We co-write a lot of songs.
Almost everything is a co-write these days. I mean, the past couple of records, because we just. You know, we're married, we're living together, so I'm working on a song. She, oh, what's that? You know, I mean, it's easy to see how that, and then I get stuck on something. She says, how about this? Oh, that's a good bridge, you know. So, you know, we just throw them together, and whoever gets the idea first gets their name first, I guess.
Is that it?
Now, actually, I think we title all of them Rosencrantz and Glover now because of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern from Shakespeare.
There you go. That's a good thing. But it's really a... nice, you know, getting to sing together, write together. It's been 20 years now. And
it went so fast.
Yeah, it's gone so fast. But, you know, that's the hard... It's a lot really hard to keep bands together. A lot of bands break up. But it's pretty special because we're married, we're in a band, we're friends, we do the movies together. It's really, really a miracle that we met each other.
It's fucking amazing.
It's pretty unusual.
It's really amazing.
I mean,
yeah.
I think Robin is just really easy to deal with. That's my call on it. You know,
thank
of all
you.
The people I've met, she's like the least moody.
You can't get in too many fights with those kind of pants.
Somebody with
either.
Wearing
that's
Jimi
right.
Hendrix psychedelic
she pants.
Just,
that's right.
She just hypnotizes you with the pants.
Yeah, I think that's what happens. That's why she wears the bright color.
Yeah.
I remind him to smile. That's the important thing, right? Not to take it too seriously.
We'll have to do a picture and then, you know, make sure that the pants are in the picture so everybody
right.
can see
yeah,
what
true.
You know we're
what
talking
about.
They're yeah. amazing though.
The famous Jimi Hendrix pants.
Well, your latest CD I think is Gorilla's Gone
Gorilla's
Hollywood.
Go Hollywood.
Yeah,
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
And
yeah.
there's some great stuff on there. Like right now my favorite song on there is Miriam's Magic Music Box. I love that song.
That's great. Thanks.
That was really cool. But my all-time favorite song, as you guys know, has always been What Does Sherry Think? And I know you guys can't do that live.
Oh, we haven't played that one live for
we
a long time.
Bummer.
It.
Bummer.
Sorry.
Bummer.
Yeah, it's on the
You've
record.
Had 14 years for
that. I know.
Like,
well, in 14 years, we'll play it for you.
Great. With my song. Look, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
By then, I won't even remember who you guys are.
That's right.
Oh, this is a new group. You guys are going to love them.
Live from the nursing home, it's Jay's Music Hour.
If I'm still doing internet radio when I'm like 65, 70, there's a problem.
Well, as long as it's fun, you know?
It is fun. We have a great
time. You enjoy
time.
It. Keep on going.
And you get to meet interesting people like you and Trevor and all the people that come on the show. But as you guys know, my mom was a huge fan of you guys. She had three
so
or four
sweet.
Albums, and she did pass away 2 years ago. But she could never remember the name of her favorite song because... two of your songs have the word sky in them, and she loves Sister Sarah Sky.
Oh!
But she could never remember because there was writing beside
writing
you
beside
a sky.
You a sky.
That's true.
So she was like, I love that sky song.
Really?
What song is that, Mom?
Oh.
The one about the sky.
Well,
is she riding beside the sky? Or is she, so finally
that's
we
so
figured,
sweet.
Yeah, we figured it out. So I know you guys can't do that live. So.
Yeah, I never really thought about that we have two songs of sky in it.
Yeah, so she was always confused with that. But we'll end the interview with that. But right now you guys are going to do like probably one of the biggest hits you guys ever had on the show besides Strange, Strange Dream that's ranked right up there.
Oh, yeah.
With all of my pothead listeners back in the time.
Oh, you see, youngsters.
Oh, you crazy kids.
The Ballad of Sid and Marianne.
Is there? How did this song come about? By the way,
we bought these bongos in India for like $4, and I said, we got to write a song with bongos. That's exactly how it came.
And so that
and
was
so
the inspiration.
We were in
that
India
was the inspiration.
And,
$4 bongos.
And I wanted to make some crazy, funny story about levitating, you know, where they end up levitating at the end. And that was it. So we just, whatever, just we just made it up.
And it's been a lot of fun to sing that one.
We got a complaint in Orange County from that, though. We played that in Orange County.
Oh, no, no. You're thinking of Juliet's Asleep.
No, that was both of them. We got Juliet's Asleep and, oh, maybe I'm thinking of Radio. There's a pot reference in Radio. And we're actually very clean-cut people, but we have two songs about pot. About the marijuana.
People were offended by that in Orange County?
Yeah, yeah.
They
well,
were.
One of them was
the
it mentioned, mentioned condoms, and they were very upset about this.
Well,
this
was at a condoms and pot.
Condoms, or if sometimes you put the pot in the condoms.
Well, then you got a problem.
You got a problem.
They might have been complaining about that. Yeah. I don't know.
No, but it is funny because, seriously, we're vegetarians. We don't smoke. We don't drink. I mean, we're on a natural
high. But it's comedy, so we were just making
comedy.
A joke.
And
you
so,
know?
You know, they were all yeah. upset. And it's
some
funny.
People don't have a
like...
sense of humor. You may have noticed this. Even though you're a comedian, some people do not have a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. I've learned.
Yeah.
But why don't we have you do Sid and Mary Ann?
All right.
Okay. Sing along. A flash on my ba-ba. Jailer would not substitute tofu for the potted meat. Mary's head was spinning when she heard the bailiff say, oink, oink, mean Judge Ham is on the way. Mary stood as if to speak, her knees buckled from underneath. Mean Judge Ham looked real concerned as Sid jumped up to catch his girl. The judge, he slammed his gavel down. Bring some barbecued ribs for this little girl now. Drum solo.
And there it is, the Sid and Mary Ann song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay!
Awesome. But you guys did a music video for Juliet's Asleep, right?
We did.
Yeah, we
in
did.
Holland.
That's right. Yeah.
Holland.
When you were bald.
That's right.
That's true.
Back when I was bald.
Do you guys play Miriam's Music Box live?
Sometimes we do.
Yeah?
Yeah. But not today.
Yeah, not today.
We haven't practiced it lately. It's a hard one, all these
picking. It sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, that's the first song I sent him. I go, you have to, you know, really check them out.
Yeah, that was a good first one to send. That's a fucking amazing.
And he was like, thank you. I really like them. And I'm like, here's more.
Oh,
but
thanks.
Your stuff is available on iTunes, right?
Yeah.
All your stuff is on iTunes.
Yeah, and on our website. And, you know, we're going to work on a new CD.
It's
really
time
to make a
Definitely
new CD.
Time for a new
We're going to start working on some new songs pretty soon
this year.
We've got
a couple good ones, I think, already. A couple good ones for it. So we'll keep going until we get a bunch.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it was awesome to have you on the show.
Yeah, nice to see you again, Jay.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to wrap up with the Sky song.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome.
Which one will it be?
Sister Sarah Sky.
Yeah.
All right.
And here it is.
Sister Sarah's in the sky, that's my name, waves goodbye, where's her diamonds in the Lucy sky? Sister Sarah, don't you cry, I'll meet you there on a midnight road, melt the hands of time. You, laughing without you till you shine. Sister Sarah in the sky has my name, waves goodbye. Where's her diamonds in Lucy's sky? Sister Sarah, don't you cry. I'm listening as you come in view, all your dreams are new. Whispering with you, raindrops upon you, still you smile. Sister Sarah in the sky, that's my name, waves goodbye. Sister Sarah, Sister Sarah, Sister Sarah.